Time now for our Talking Point segment with today's guest commentator, Tori Shepherd, who's having a day off, but she's joining us anyway, acting editor of The Punch. Good on you, Tori.
That's just the sort of hard worker I am, Paul.
Yep, we need more of it in this country. Now, the government's just released its mid-term economic and fiscal outlook. I thought it was a mini-budget, but I stand corrected on that. It's a mid-term economic outlook. And look, they found, I think, $11.5 billion in savings. What have they pinpointed for the axe, Tori?
Look, it's a little bit all over the place. They're taking a little bit back from the baby bonus. The public service will see some hits, and I think there'll just be little trimmings here and there. So, and I'm sure we'll hear more of them as the people who are actually getting hit realise what's going to happen. It's often the way with budgets; they sort of unfold slowly.
Tony Abbott, I heard Tony Abbott zooming in on the baby bonus cut. You know, that's a way to get into the sort of heartland of middle Australia. You know, they're taking your baby bonus away from you.
Oh, look, battling families and cost of living, absolutely. I mean, he'll be wanting to make as much mileage as he can out of the cuts. And certainly they stuck the boot in to the announcement earlier this week about the vaccination money, which, again, is money that some families won't be getting. So, look, because he can't say she lied, she said there would be a surplus and there won't be, he's got to get the mileage wherever else he can.
Well, this is the key thing, obviously. The government is determined to deliver a surplus in 2012-2013. The opposition has consistently said this government will never deliver a surplus. This has become, hasn't it, Tori, a political non-negotiable for the government. Will they deliver it?
Oh, look, can't you just imagine them all running around behind the scenes saying, we don't care what happens, we've got to have a surplus. So, I mean, a lot could happen between now and then. I mean, there's, you know, the most tumultuous financial times we've been through, and even though Australia's, you know, by all accounts doing relatively well, according to, I guess, Fitch and OECD most recently, a lot could happen. So, I don't know. I mean, if you shave another all you need to shave off is just over $1.5 billion, and there goes the deficit.
Well, that's right. I mean, the reason we have this this adjustment is because a $20 billion hole has been punched in the budget due to the European debt crisis, and that doesn't look like going away in a hurry.
It really doesn't. And, I mean, it means our, you know, deficit has grown enormously, but they can still say they're going to get a surplus next year. So
they can. Although it has fallen, Tori. I think the original surplus was going to be $3.5 billion. It's now $1.5 billion. It's getting very close.
Look, $1.5 billion. I mean, it really is a sliver. But as Mel Farr wrote on The Punch today, he said size doesn't matter when it comes to a surplus. You know, when you're talking about the political import of it, I suppose, in the way that they can, the opposition and the government can bandy it about against each other, as long as they're a surplus. So I guess that was the most realistic one they thought they could aim for.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you hear the respected sort of economic commentators, the, you know, chief economists of the big banks and financial institutions, and they're completely nonplussed about whether it's, you know, say a $2 billion deficit or a $2 billion surplus. They think these numbers in the overall context are so irrelevant. So it's really just become a political obsession.
Oh, look, it really has. And I mean, you know, compared to the size of the GDP, it's just not a lot of money. So it is about the words. And we've seen, I guess, in the last year, politics become so simple. It is about, you know, is this a lie? Will there be a tax? It's all these kind of very short sound bites. And a surplus feeds into that really neatly. And if it had been a deficit, that would have fitted in really neatly for the opposition.
Indeed. I'm going to have to cut you off, though, Tori, because we are out of time, actually. And it's always good to talk to Tori Shepherd. And well done for coming on your day off, Tori. Acting editor of The Punch, you can post your comments on tonight's discussion on our Talking Point just by searching out ABC Australia Talks and getting to the website. I'll be back tomorrow with Australia Talks movies, and it would appear that women moviegoers in particular want a happy ending, and increasingly movie studios are forcing directors to recut endings based on audience testing. Is a happy ending at the movies essential? That's Australia Talks Movies with me and Julie Rigg tomorrow. Hope you can join me then. I'm Paul Barclay. Bye for now.